We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Our national news from the White House. Karen Travers, our ABC News White House correspondent, is with us this morning. Karen, we've been playing the clips from both President Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer today. Do you have any insight on how this went down yesterday? Why did Nancy Pelosi kind of pick a fight before she went in to sit down with Donald Trump? Is that normal?
Why did she do what before she picked?
Kind of pick a fight with him, you know, call him essentially a traitor and accuse him
well,
of covering
it
up.
She didn't call him a traitor. She didn't say that. She said that the president is not above the law and that she believes, the Democrats believe, he's engaged in a cover-up. The investigations didn't start yesterday morning. The investigations have been going on for some time. So for the president to say, you know, I'm not going to talk policy while they're investigating, I don't think he just learned about this yesterday. I think some people think that the infrastructure plan, whatever it was, which it wasn't really a plan, was, you know, on its last breath even before the back and forth started yesterday between President Trump and Nancy Pelosi.
You think he might have been using it as a way to pull the plug on it?
I do think he was very upset at the comments. I think that was legitimate.
Right.
I think that was very genuine. You could see that in his face yesterday as we were out in the Rose Garden. But I also think that he was not coming to the meeting yesterday with a serious plan of how to pay for a $2 trillion infrastructure bill and how he could convince Republicans to get on board with that. Democrats and the president agreed to that number 3 weeks ago. There was a lot of skepticism among Republicans as to how they could actually get to that number and what the top priorities were going to be. Could they agree on that? So yesterday was supposed to be the follow-up of let's outline what the top projects are we want to see get done and then how much they're going to cost and how we're going to pay for it. And it doesn't sound like anybody was coming to the table with numbers or anything serious on that, which leads you to think that, you know, it was not going to be a big breakthrough meeting. That said, you know, the president also seemed to suggest yesterday that he can't work with Democrats or he won't work with Democrats on anything while they're investigating him. Well, like I said, the investigations have been going on. They're going to continue. It doesn't really bode well for anything getting done on Capitol Hill and here at the White House for the next year and a half.
Yeah, well, the Mueller report came out, what, mid-April, April 18th? So do you think...
Yeah, it was right around Easter weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all right. So, I mean, you see the president up close on a pretty regular basis. Look, you mentioned his eyes. Do you think this guy who's not a D.C. person... but is a, I mean, he's a big shot New Yorker and he's not new to the media. But do you think he really looks at Washington and the way people in Washington hold dueling press conferences and he is just not of that culture and he just can't believe that someone would stand in front of the White House and criticize him and then expect everybody to play nice 10 minutes later in...
No, I don't think he's naive. I mean, Nancy Pelosi made that comment on Capitol Hill. She didn't say it here at the White House. I think anybody who's paid attention in Washington for the last several decades understands how these games work. And, you know, I think the interesting thing about, you know, you have to either investigate or legislate. Anybody that was here in the late 90s knows how that was working out during the Clinton administration. You know, there was still work getting done while the investigations, while the impeachment proceedings were continuing. I mean, it's something that, you know, I think even Republicans will say that they were able to move forward on things while they were investigating the president. So, you know, Democrats say we can walk and chew gum at the same time. The president is saying, well, I don't want to do the gum chewing while you're doing the walking.
Or, and if he's not naive, then maybe it is a wrestling match and he's figuring he's trying to pin them down in a way that, you know, publicly will be damaging to them. Because I think there's a visceral reaction from a lot of people, whether that's his base or, you know, others. But listen, Karen, I appreciate
the White House also understood, though, that, you know, we were told that many officials, some officials did not want him to go out and make that statement in the Rose Garden.
Oh,
they knew how this was going to play. They knew how angry he was. And they also knew that, you know, he's the one that canceled the meeting yesterday. He's the one that walked out. It's not a good look.
Well, maybe with his base it is. I don't know. But hey, Karen, thank you very much. Karen Travers, our ABC News White House correspondent, live from the White House this morning. Always appreciate it.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.